is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me?
Really ride for
baby, tell me, would you die for me?
Tell me, would you die for
would you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything,
what's up?
I wanna know, would you stick around?
Welcome to Keeping It Fit with me, DJ Runaway, right here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'll be talking all things health for an hour today and every Tuesday at 2. Today's talk is all about trends, and more specifically, we've got the top fitness trends, top nutrition trends, top wellness trends, and then for my last segment, I'll preview for you the top trending workout songs. To start my first segment, I've got the fitness trends that are having a moment in 2015. Health Magazine has reported their top five, and here they are. The first one is the competitive class. If you're a former athlete or just someone with a competitive drive, a little friendly competition could be exactly what you need to achieve your best workout. Nothing gets people motivated more like knowing they're being monitored in some way, shape, or form. People are not only encouraged by their trainers or peers during a workout, but now there are classes that offer more detailed looks at your progress in real time. Flywheel is a cycling studio that keeps you accountable with a torque board, a scoreboard, at the front of the class. The instructor will occasionally light up during the ride, allowing you to see your own metrics as well as compete with others in class. Orange Theory Fitness has a similar vibe in the form of treadmill, indoor rowing machines, and weight training rolled into one class, where you're hooked up to a heart rate monitor and you can track how high or how low your heart rate is on a screen at the front of the room. And yes, trainers will call you out by name if you're slacking. Whether you're competing with a friend or just on your own previous score, you'll be pleasantly surprised how fast the time goes when you're focused on getting the most out of yourself. The second fitness trend is the hybrid workout. The hybrid workout is quickly becoming one of the more beloved types of sweat sessions. Most people know that the combination of weight training and cardio in the same workout can produce considerably more benefits than using either training type on its own. But what about when you throw in a lengthening or toning element like Pilates or yoga? In workouts like Pilates Plus, you get the strengthening benefits of weight training, the nonstop movement of cardio, and the muscle lengthening and postural aspect of Pilates all in 1 hour class. So there's this thing called Bhuti Yoga, B-U-T-I. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It is a similar hybrid that fuses power yoga, tribal dance, and plyometric moves for deep abdominal toning that works your body from the inside out. This workout will accomplish everything you need from yoga and toning to cardio and fun dance moves. With these hybrid classes, you never get bored because you never take the same class twice. Classes are offered in 32 states and 15 countries, from top yoga studios to internationally recognized gym chains, including Hard Candy and Anytime Fitness. They also have online classes on their website. The third fitness trend of 2015 is the boutique class. If large class environments with people flinging sweat 2 inches away from you isn't your thing, and you're indifferent to the competition aspect, a similar boutique class could be more your style. Unlike the mega workout chains, these classes may take a little more research on your part, but finding that class or instructor you love will keep you coming back for more, as well as give you that in-the-know feeling that makes you think your workout is the best-kept secret. Most of these boutique classes are held in smaller studios and offer a more relaxed environment without skimping on the body benefits. Many of them incorporate props into the class. Trampoline classes are trending right now, where class goers have individual trampolines to work on. This form of exercise offers a lower impact cardio alternative to running or even cycling. Surf Set is another boutique class that takes inspiration from the real movements of surfing to create a workout that builds balance, core strength, and aerobic conditioning. They literally created a machine out of a surfboard that delivers a 45-minute surf-inspired workout that has the same benefits of working with a BOSU trainer at the gym. No matter what sport or pastime you're into, there's bound to be a corresponding workout for you. You just gotta look. The number four trending fitness workout of 2015 is aerial fitness. Aerial yoga and fitness classes seem to be popping up everywhere. They are classes practiced using a set of supported fabric slings that are hung from the ceiling or wall or other foundational apparatus. People are drawn to this form of physical conditioning because it allows them to feel like they can hang with Cirque du Soleil performers. Some people refer to it as the accidental workout because it allows people to have fun experience while simultaneously using their entire body to keep them supported in the air for a long period of time. It also takes a lot of mental skill. If you don't pay attention to the choreography of each movement, you might not know how to get down properly. Number five is technology. This one may not be a particular style of class, but fitness and technology really go hand in hand. With thousands of fitness apps, trackers, and other online subscriptions and fitness DVDs that have grown in popularity in the last few years, the latest technological fitness trend that's growing like wildfire is called ClassPass. ClassPass is an online monthly membership that allows its members to take unlimited classes at the best fitness studios all over their city for $99 a month. The catch is you can only visit any given studio 3 times per month, but this gives you the opportunity to try out numerous different studios and keep your body from hitting a plateau because you will never get bored with all the options. Another article I came across was the ACSM's list of the top fitness trends in 2015. The American College of Sports Medicine released its 2015 worldwide survey of fitness trends, showing that body weight training claimed the top spot from high intensity interval training last year. Fads such as Zumba, Pilates, and balance training didn't crack the top 20. Each year, the ACSM canvasses thousands of fitness professionals and releases a report listing the top worldwide fitness trends. The goal is to help the health and fitness industry make some very important investment decisions for further growth and development. While dismissing some of these passing fads that lack staying in power. Survey author Walter Thompson, a kinesiology and nutrition professor at Georgia State University, wrote that these decisions should be based on emerging trends embraced by health fitness professionals and not the latest exercise innovation marketed during late night television or the next hottest celebrity endorsing a product. Bodyweight training, high intensity interval training, using fitness professionals, strength training, and personal training round out the top five. Outdoor activities, a category encompassing hiking, kayaking, and climbing, came in at number 12. This category has been trending upwards since its 2010 debut at the 25th spot. According to this survey, the rise is due to personal trainers starting to incorporate more outdoor programs into their routines. Bootcamp style workouts finished the year's list at number 20. Some survey respondents believed that the rising popularity of bodyweight training and boot camps, which involve little equipment and are therefore relatively cheap, is due to the stagnant economy. An exercise routine like indoor cycling, which requires several hundred dollar stationary bikes, may seem less appealing for people on a budget. Out of the 39 trends the ACSM evaluated, the lowest ranking were martial arts, medicine ball slamming, and Bokwa, which I've never heard before, is a cardio dancing program where participants draw letters and numbers with their feet. Very interesting. Thank you for taking the time to listen to the top fitness trends this year. After a short break, we'll talk all about nutrition trends. Stay tuned to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Sure. And there was a way everybody else was playing. Ooh.
Welcome back to Keeping It Fit here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I now have lined up for us the top 10 nutrition trends of 2015. The first one is TEF. So quinoa continues to be as popular as ever, but it's not the only ancient whole grain you should watch out for. A grass first cultivated in Ethiopia, TEF is high in calcium, iron, fiber, and protein with a mild, sweet, and nutty taste. It's also naturally gluten-free. TEF works well in a main or side dish or even in baked goods. The second one is beet greens. Kale continues to reign supreme, but there's a new green stepping into the spotlight. If you've bought beets with their leaves still attached, don't toss them without giving them a go. Vitamin A-rich beet greens or beet spinach look similar to chard, and even people who hate beets say they love beet greens. Use beet greens in smoothies and soups, swap them into a recipe that calls for spinach, kale, or collard greens, or saute them for an easy side dish which cooks in just a couple of minutes. The third one is heirloom beans. If you're bored with traditional black and pinto beans, don't give up on this staple food. Next time you're at the market, look out for heirloom beans. What makes them stand out are their stronger flavors, creamier and meatier textures, and sometimes they're the best bean liquid to cook with. Heirloom beans are a great vegan and gluten-free option and are rich in fiber and protein. The fourth one on the list here is yellow turnips. These vitamin C-rich root vegetables with a mild peppery taste are also known as Swedish turnips or Swedes. They are definitely having a moment, according to Tony Stallone, vice president of Fresh Markets for Peapod.com. Right next to their more popular cousins, the turnips. Perfect raw or cooked, mashed, pureed, roasted, boiled, braised, or stir-fried. Number five on the list here, we have grass-fed dairy and meats. For steak and cheese lovers looking for healthier choices, try grass-fed versions of your favorites, which have grown in popularity in the past decade and will continue to as shoppers ask for more options. Grass-fed meats and dairy are from livestock whose diets are limited to grass, and they naturally contain more omega-3 fatty acids and antioxidants, which promotes heart health. Number six on our list of trending nutrition is nut-based vegan cheese. Keep an eye out at the market for emerging vegan cheese varieties. Everyone's favorite staple, cheese, gets a healthy makeover. Nut-based cheeses are made from alternative milks such as almond and macadamia nut milks, but prepared in traditional cheese-making style. Vegan and traditional cheese lovers alike will appreciate them. Depending on the milk and preparation used, vegan cheese can have several benefits, such as boost in vitamins E and B12 from almond milk. Number seven on the trending nutrition list is gluten-free flours. Everybody's on that gluten-free hype right now. If you need to avoid gluten or are simply looking to make baked goods more flavorful, consider gluten-free flours. There are many different types, but some of the most popular choices are coconut flour, almond flour, and chickpea flour, each with various nutrient levels. Both almond and coconut flours are good sources of fiber, while chickpea flour, a staple in Indian dishes, is high in protein. Number eight on the list is bone broth. The most hyped trend for the new year is definitely going to bone broth, which is typically made from beef, chicken, or turkey marrow bones that are boiled with herbs, spices, vegetables, vinegar, and water. While there's no evidence that bone broth has special disease-fighting benefits, stocks are a great base for low-calorie soups that can help you eat more health-enhancing veggies and fuel your weight loss success. Number 9 on the list is hyper-local and non-GMO foods. You might have noticed more labels on food packages, and the shift is evident. People are starting to eat better and learn more about what is organic, natural, and what GMOs are. It's certainly a hot topic, as the debates on whether or not to require food labels to specify GMO ingredients increase. The sustainability factor is the biggest concern, especially when it comes to local and regional produce. People are very health conscious and want to get very specific about the foods and products they're buying. Stay up to date with food labels and apply to you and which claims might be misleading. To make an informed choice at the farmer's market, grocery store, or supermarket. Last but not least, number 10 on the list, more braising, less roasting. A great option is to dust off the slow cooker or Dutch oven and start braising. Braising is making a comeback as people are trying it and going home and recreating it. A braised dish is first pan-seared and then cooked partially in liquid over low heat, unlike a stew, which is cooked fully in liquid. The key is to experiment with different ingredients. You can braise in carrot juice or sweet potato juice, not just in broth. It's simple cooking technique that leaves you with a tasty yet nutritious sauce. Meats such as chicken, short ribs, oxtails, and lamb shanks are suitable for braising, but vegetables such as cabbage, leeks, carrots, and fennel are great braised as well. So that's what's trending in the nutrition world today. And after the break, we will talk about what's trending in the wellness world. So stay tuned to Keeping It Fit right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Please don't make me wait, 'cause I don't want.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Keeping It Fit, All Health, All the Time, right here on Penguin Radio. Segment 3 today is all about wellness, and we're keeping the trend alive by talking about trends in 2015. Wellness really took off in 2014 as meditation and the microbiome went mainstream. Technology continued to drive fitness, and quinoa and juice landed in 7-Eleven. Here are 9 trends to watch this year. It's all about wealth, W-E-L-L-T-H, not wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H. Balance is the new achievement. Working 80 hours a week in a soulless job that brings home a pot of gold is losing its luster. We've gone from profit to purpose. A whopping 98% of people surveyed want to live life with a purpose, and 97% say that finding happiness is one of their most important goals in life. Number 2 on the wellness trending list is the rise of sneaky, healthy restaurants. We're going to see more hot restaurants serving up healthy food without marketing themselves as healthy. Get ready to see more organic, farm-to-table ingredients, grass-fed meats, gluten-free options, and even green juice cocktails popping up on menus. In Los Angeles, for example, one of the toughest reservations is Roy Choi's Commissionary, where you'll find a menu that's filled with vegetables and fresh fruit-infused drinks. In Brooklyn, the Meat Hook Sandwich Shop is upping the sandwich game with grass-fed meats. Also in New York City, Chef Marco Canora has everyone buzzing about bone broth with Brodo. Then there's the incredible expansion of the fast casual Sweet Green in D.C., Philadelphia, Boston, and New York. With lines around the corner, Sweet Green is showing how popular organic local salads can be. But none of the above are making a big deal about the health benefits on their menus. Their success comes from the quality of the food alone. Number 3 on this list is the morning party is the new after party. Gone are the days of drinking too much at networking events. If you're looking to network, prepare to show up at 6 a.m. and enjoy some group meditation, stone cold sober. Charlie Knowles, Dina Kaplan, and Zach Bell are making The Path, an invite-only meditation meetup, the place to network among the conscious and successful set in New York. And if you can't sit still that early in the morning, you're not alone, as Morning Gloryville and Daybreaker are packing in up to 500 people in their early morning raves. No booze, just great music and great people. The number 4 on the list is the hottest gym is the great outdoors. Like we talked about in the first segment, the outdoors is becoming super popular for people to take their workouts. Everybody wants to be outside because everybody's inside so often. So many people have desk jobs that the oldest gym on earth is now the great outdoors is becoming the most popular. Whether it's running, hiking, playing sports, or a HIIT workout at the park, more and more people are taking their fitness outside, with 92% of people believing that exercise outdoors is the best option. And I completely agree with that because I love taking my runs outside. Number 5 on the wellness trending list is the ideal body is the one you have. People are embracing skinny, slender, strong, and everything in between. It's not all about that base, it's about liking what you've got. Whether it's Meghan Trainor singing about her booty, gazelle kickboxing, women kicking butt in Spartan races, or even celebrities talking about how men struggle with body image as well. The cultural conversation has shifted from an obsession with flat abs to a commitment to loving what you've got and treating our bodies with care. Feeling good is the new looking good. Number 6 on our wellness list is fitness omnivores. Most people are no longer monogamous when it comes to fitness. Rarely does somebody just do yoga or just run or just hit the gym. In a recent study, most people practice 2 or more activities during the week. What's even better is that we're not just working out to look good, we're doing it as a part of our desires to lead a healthier lifestyle. As 93% of people agree that fitness is a way of life rather than just an activity. And then number 7 on our wellness trending list is supply chain transparency in fashion. With organizations like Cradle to Cradle pushing sustainable certification, companies like H&M creating a sustainable collection, actress Olivia Wilde getting behind conscious commerce, and supermodel and actress Amber Valletta launching Master and Muse. Sustainability is seeping into the fashion world. We're seeing more companies take it a step further to provide complete transparency in their supply chain, informing customers about everything from where clothing was made, where it was, what material it used, when it was made, and whether workers received fair wages to make it. Number 8 on the list is supplement startups. The supplement aisle is the most confusing one at the grocery store, typically filled with unfamiliar brands, labels that no one can understand, and unfortunately, a staff that isn't educated on what the supplements can actually do. There is a new generation of companies that are providing better solutions for consumers, and they're actually appealing to a younger audience. In a survey found that 66% of people under the age of 34 regularly use supplements. There's a huge opportunity to connect to a younger demographic, and companies like Smarty Pants, Aloha, and Jessica Alba's The Honest Company are doing just that. They're all putting up serious growth numbers. That's it for wellness today, but stay tuned, and up next we will talk about what's trending in the workout playlist world. This is Keeping It Fit here on radio.dominican.edu.
Walking home and talking lows, seeing shows in evening clothes with you. From nervous times and getting drunk, to staying up and waking up with you. Now we're sleeping at the edge, holding something we don't need. This delusion in our heads is gonna bring us to our knees. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you? And I'll be me. Everything that's wrong, leave it to the breeze. Why don't you? Throwing clothes across the floor, teeth and claws and slamming doors at you. If this is all we're living for, why are we doing it, doing it, doing it anymore? I used to recognize myself. It's funny our affections change, and we're becoming something else. I think it's time to walk away. So come on, let it go.
Today for our workout music segment, I'm going to preview songs that are currently trending in the fitness world instead of picking my personal favorites. First up, we have a song called Peanut Butter Jelly, and it is by Galantis. I actually heard this song for the first time in my cycling class, and it's definitely a good one. So here it is.
Sleepless nights at the chateau.
Visualize it. I'll give it something to do.
Coach, coach, wherever we go.
Visualize it. I'll give it something to do.
To get a wildfire burning.
Visualize it. I'll give it something to do.
Ace high and going all in.
Visualize it. I'll give it something to do.
Peanut butter jelly, do it like I owe you some money. feeling. Do it like I owe you some money. Money.
That one's definitely a good one. Coming in at number 4 is a song called Good Times Roll by Grizz and Big Gigantic. This one's a very fun, positive one that's newly starting to grow on me. I really only heard it for the first time when I researched trending workout songs. But here it is, Good Times Roll. That was a good one. That one's called Good Times Roll by Grizz and Big Gigantic. Number 3 on the list is called Flex. It's very popular right now. And it is by Rich Homie Quan. Oh my gosh, that name kills me. There's so many swear words in this song, by the way. It's pretty much all bleeped out. It's a good one, though. So here it is.
Think it's a game.
Try to drop me with a case, but you know I had to state it. I was singing like, ooh.
I swear,
boy, I know my role and I play.
I do.
If you heard that I'm talking, then I said it.
I did.
Coin, where you at?
At the top of the loft, nigga. Stay.
What? I'm a bad boy, but I don't wear big clothes like me.
In the club, in the new.
Get it poppin' in there. You want a free drink to the bitch? Get up off it.
Hey.
I'm the nigga to get it poppin'. Her hat short like Denny Rock.
At the clip point, we flying.
When I landed, boy, I walked in. $50,000 on you on the floor. You gotta scream it like, ooh, 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 ooh. Cause I got a check, nigga. On the flip, I ain't got a flip, but I got it.
Alright, that's enough of that one. That one's called Flex by Rich Homie Quan once again. Very nice. Number 2 is Want to Want Me by Jason Derulo. I totally jam out to this one. I absolutely love it.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got one foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah. In the back of the cab, I took the drive ahead of time, get rid of fast. I got your body on my mind, I want it bad. Ooh, just the thought of you gets me so.
Super hard for me to turn that one off. But the next one, number one, How Deep Is Your Love by Calvin Harris. This one's super popular right now, and that's why it's number one.
I want you to breathe me, let me be your air, let me roam your body freely, no inhibition, no fear. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion?
That one's so good too. That one's How Deep Is Your Love by Calvin Harris once again. And that is all I've got for today. I hope you've had as much fun as I did on my trending show. Tune into next week's Keeping It Fit show for more of the latest and greatest in health and fitness right here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Until then, have a healthy week.
Tomorrow.